beautiful sunshiny day out there, Lord. Guide the rest of our service this morning. Be with the preachers and the teachers this morning, Lord. Just guide their words, guide their hearts. Watch over us, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Our offering this morning is for the general school fund. Pick that up at this time. Our Sunday school lesson is John chapter 9. For the visitors, we have two men's classes out through the doors. We have a ladies' class in the back and one out that door. All the youth are downstairs. Wait, no, the girls are not downstairs. Find someone and follow them, I guess. I believe at this time we will dismiss the teachers for Sunday school. And the children, you may be dismissed. And the adults may go.
Okay, take your Christian hymnaries, turn to song number 525. 525. We'll take a couple selections after this.
Thank you. Greet you all in Jesus' name this morning. It's good to be here. Enjoyed the service so far. I had to think how that the Sunday school went along a lot with what some practical thoughts that Dennis had this morning for devotions. And, you know, how we treat people, what are our first impulses when it comes to how we treat people. And then also, you know, how do we look at Jesus? How do we accept him? And, you know, the way that the Pharisees responded to Jesus was obviously wrong. And, you know, sometimes we're tempted to do the same, to have the same kind of attitude. I had to think of this verse in Luke 7:22, when John the Baptist sent some of his men to Jesus and asked him, you know, are you really the one that we should be looking for? Are you the Christ? And this is what Jesus said. Says in Luke 7:22, then Jesus answering said unto them, go your way and tell John what things ye have seen and heard, how that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel is preached, and blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. You know, that's so true, that the person who is not offended in Christ is blessed. And how do we respond when Jesus works, and how are we responding to him in our own lives today? That's a good question for all of us, I think. Okay, I'm going to move on to announcements. Got a number of things going on here. There's no service here this evening, and Wednesday night will be a prayer meeting. I was going to give a little bit of time to Darren to have some announcements about Boys Camp, and so maybe I'll have him come up here at this time.
Morning. So one of the things we like to do for Boys Camp is have people commit to pray for these boys. So that's really what I want to do this morning. Is there's quite a few names here, but if we could have people commit to pray for them. One thing to remember when praying for them, we want it to be a good camp. We want to have safety, but we also want it to be a learning experience. I think there's a lot of life lessons that could be learned through camp for these boys. And then also, towards the end of camp, there is a, on solo night, we somewhat like an invitation. If they haven't accepted Jesus, we kind of give that to them. Or it's a little personal, so for those who have accepted Jesus, it might be a little bit different. But those are just some of the things that if you can remember to pray for them. Also, I wanted to thank everybody who's volunteered so far. There's been a lot of volunteers. Probably still need some more people to do some stuff, but I know it's a very busy time of year for everybody, but just wanted to thank everybody who's really pitching in there. And next Thursday, we are having a cleanup up at the cabin. So for anybody who can make it there, that'd be great. We're also doing, we'll probably sit around the fire and talk about some different stuff, and also vote in a new committee member at that time. So anybody who can make it, that'd be great. So I'm going to go through this list of names. There's quite a few, so I'll try to go quickly. And if you could just raise your hand if you want to commit to praying for them, and then I'll move on to the next one. So Jordan Kaufman, he is from here. Gabe, thank you. Wilson Rubaker. Gabe. Caleb Beachy. Thank you. Jonathan Skrishteth. Okay. I might mispronounce some of these names. I'm very sorry. Gregory Stolzfus. Okay, thank you. Kenton Zimmerman is from Montana. Thank you. Jesse Loisel from Alberta. Thank you. Wendell Krupp. Okay. Judson Byler from Chile. Thank you. Derek Graber. Thank you. Timothy Skrishteth. Okay. Anthony Overholt Okay. Eric Miller. Okay. Isaiah Stevens. Okay, thank you. Tristan Zimmerman. Thank you. Willard Plank. Okay. Judah Byler. Thank you. Claiborne Mass. Thank you. Jared Helmuth. Thank you. Terrell Graber. Okay. Aaron Stoltzfus. Okay. Dennis Streit. Thank you. Jesse Helmuth. Okay. Jonathan Hofstetter. Thank you. And then I'll go through the Chiefs as well. Tyrell Byler. Okay. Marcus Beachy. Thank you. Aaron Yoder. Okay. Giles Byler. Okay. Jonathan Mask. Thank you. And Isaac Beachy. Okay, that is all of them. And if you guys could just remember Boys Camp in general throughout your prayers next couple of weeks, that'd be great. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Darren, for that. Many, many years of Boys Camp. I don't know if this is 26 or around there. And so let's remember that in prayer. And if you can help out in any way, talk to Darren or the committee, and I'm sure they can accommodate you in some area that you can help. So next Sunday evening, Newport is going to have an open house at their new church building, and starting at 4 o'clock, and then they're going to have a short service at 5 o'clock, and some snacks and so on afterwards. So just inviting you all to come, and just so they have a little bit of an idea of how to plan, how many of you think you might possibly, I'm not going to hold you to this, but how many of you would think that you might be able to go next Sunday evening to that event? Would you raise your hand? Okay. That'll give me a little bit of an idea of how many people they might expect. Okay, are there any other announcements? How about any prayer requests this morning? Okay, let's remember Keith and Kim. Okay, so there's, those of you who might not know, there's a lot of unrest going on in Haiti right now, and there's some danger to missionaries and so on. Let's remember those. Okay, so Boys Camp in Thompson Falls, they're also running a Boys Camp this year. And it's already started, so let's pray for that one as well. Let's pray for Norv and Sharon. Pray for Jonathan. Let's remember Rodney Helmuth. Okay, let's remember Dayton. He's going to bring us the message this morning. And I've asked Ronnie Hostetler to lead us in prayer, and let's kneel at this time.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for another beautiful Lord's Day you've given us. Thank you for this opportunity to gather and to worship you. Lord, too, you've know each one here and the needs amongst us. Lord, just pray that you would just answer prayer, continue to answer prayer, and just bless those that were mentioned in the prayer request. Lord, too, just pray a special blessing on the persecuted church and the missionaries around the world. Think especially of those in Haiti this morning. Just be near them. Strengthen them and encourage them. Just go with us today and always say or do. Just bless the speaker and the message he has. Just go with us today. In your name I pray, amen.
Okay, we'll turn the service over to you, Brother Dayton. Lord bless you.